Results were mostly as expected in yesterday's primary election. WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk about those results. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So, mostly as expected, why don't we start out with the obvious?
Well, John Boehner won in the 8th Congressional District, and he had two Republican opponents. Now, he won with 71.5% of the vote. You're not going to lose any sleep if you're winning with 71% of the vote. But in Boehner's case, when he's had opposition in the past in primaries, he's been over 80%. One of his challengers was a fellow named J.D. Winteregg from Troy, who had some pretty sizable help from National Tea Party Leadership Fund. And he ended up with 23%. Because those people are the Tea Party people are still angry with Boehner. It didn't do a whole lot of damage to him. I don't think it will do a whole lot of damage to him in the general election because it's a very Republican district, 7 counties. So it was a little bit surprising that they knocked him out below his usual 80%.
What else?
Well, you had some real interesting Ohio legislative races. The most surprising was in the 27th Ohio House District, which is eastern Hamlin County. Peter Stoutberg, who has been the Republican state representative there for 3 terms, and is pretty well respected, was beaten by Tom Brinkman Jr., who was his predecessor as a state representative. And Brinkman was always kind of a thorn in the side of the Ohio Republican leadership. He had a tremendous yard sign campaign. I think he had a lot of support from Coast, the anti-tax, anti-spending group. And he ended up knocking off an incumbent Republican state representative. And you also had in the 54th Ohio House District, which is most of Warren County and a little bit of Butler County, Peter Beck, the Republican incumbent, is under indictment on 69 counts and awaiting trial, but he was running for re-election anyway. Well, that's just too much of a load to bear, and he ended up with only 9% of the vote. A fellow named Paul Zeltwanger won with 51% of the vote. He had the support of Citizens for Community Values.
Now, will those be big races in the fall when with others on the ticket, or did this get decided in the primary?
Probably not, because these are very Republican districts. You know, they probably won't be that competitive.
What about the race for the in the Eric Kearney seat in the Senate? Eric Kearney, of course, is being term limited out.
And that was interesting because you had 6 Democratic candidates. Cecil Thomas, the former city council member, won the race by 4 percentage points over State Representative Dale Mallory. And it will be the first time in decades there hasn't been a Mallory in the state legislature.
And that race, do you think, is pretty well decided also? That's a fairly Democratic district.
Hard to say. They have a placeholder candidate on the Republican side, but Charlie Winburn is talking about getting into the race. And if he does that, it will be a very competitive race.
Turnout was even lower than expected. You had done a story earlier in the week about how low turnout was expected to be, and it came in less. Why do you think that is? What was it like?
Well, I mean, it was 13.4% in Hamlin County, 17.5% in Butler, 15.4% in Warren, just under 13% in Claremont. It's amazing, really, that so few people go to the polls in a primary election to make these really important decisions. I don't care who you are or where you live. You have something to decide, whether it's a ballot issue or a candidate race. And but it is what it is. I mean, these are the people who won. They won with a very small percentage of the vote.
And, of course, it ought to be a bigger percentage in the fall.
It will be a bigger percentage in the fall because you have the statewide races for governor and all the other statewide offices. And millions of dollars will be spent on advertising, TV advertising, which wasn't the case in this election.
Thanks, Howard.
You're welcome.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU political reporter. You can read his column and stories at WVXU.org.